It is a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level one and two risk for severe storms. I'll show you what time those are most likely to pop up.
And I'm tracking several delays around the triangle right now from Hillsboro all the way out toward Knightdale. I'll zoom in, show you those delays and the best ways to get around them.
Also, a decision could change the way American women get birth control. The concerns the FDA is weighing as it considers making the pill available over the counter.
And we'll get an update today on some road projects in Raleigh. The reasons why the city says the cost of the projects is going up. We are here to give you all the news, traffic, and weather that you need on this weather alert day. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. We appreciate you making us part of your day here as we get our Tuesday rolling.
Yeah.
We're okay now. It's going to be humid. It's going to be warm. Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center, though, that risk level and timing that out will be important today.
Yeah, we've had a WRAL weather alert day, in effect for today, for the last several days. So hopefully everybody is on board, prepared, getting ready. We have a level one and two risk. We have the potential to see these thunderstorms starting right after lunchtime and ending during the evening. And damaging winds are going to be our biggest threats. So let's take a look at what's happening right now on Futurecast. It's mostly sunny. It's really pretty morning out there. We'll pause here at lunchtime. And right after lunchtime, we see the clouds developing and some scattered storms, too. Starting at around 2 or 3 o'clock, those storms begin to come across the Virginia line. We'll see the best chance of any of those being strong to severe over there south and east, especially along and east of the I-95 corridor. And you can see a couple of waves of those popping up through the afternoon. Now, that said, we could see strong to severe thunderstorms in any part of the viewing area, but right now the models are showing the bulk of that in our eastern counties. Notice we don't see, you know, a big angry looking line of thunderstorms coming through. These are going to be little cells that pop up. One or two of those could be strong enough to produce some wind damage. So here's a look at downtown Raleigh. Nothing but blue sky, looking gorgeous. 71 degrees now. Starting to see a bump up of the temperature. It's 69 in Fayetteville, 70 in Rocky Mount, and 63 in Roxboro. Starting to warm up. It'll be a fast warm up into the low 80s at lunchtime. We'll be in the mid 80s for highs this afternoon. Once all the storms roll out, we start to clear overnight. We're going to see cooler temperatures tomorrow with less humidity. It's going to look nice. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
802, busy morning out there as we take a look at our live traffic map. A lot of trouble spots. We're going to start off on the belt line 440 westbound around New Bern Avenue. Some good news in the past couple of minutes. They have cleared a crash from the two center lanes there. Traffic now is flowing freely, but we have some backups beginning around Pool Road through the I-87 interchange out toward New Bern Avenue, measuring a delay of about 4 minutes from 87, but probably when you add in those delays from Pool, probably looking at about 10 minutes stuck in traffic on 440 westbound till you get to that New Bern Avenue interchange. From there, you're in good shape all the way out toward Capitol Boulevard and Glenwood Avenue. We'll head over to Knightdale now for a live look at 87 at Smithfield Road with a crash there in the median on the southbound side of 87. You can see they have the tow trucks out there. They're working to get this cleared, but there are some big delays. About a 12-minute slowdown now on 87 southbound. That begins between 64 Business and Wendell Falls Parkway, all the way out toward Smithfield Road. If you can pick up 87 southbound from Smithfield Road, you'll be in good shape. However, don't use 64 Business as an alternate route. It's in bad shape there on that westbound side heading out toward 540. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, we're going to head out toward the Hillsboro area where it looks like we have a crash on 85 northbound right there at the I-40 split heading into Hillsboro. Big delays begin all the way back toward the Alamance-Orange County line. So leaving Mebane and Eflin heading out there on the eastbound side of 40 or northbound side of 85. I think this latest sensor update is wrong. You're going to be stuck in traffic a lot longer than 2 minutes. Consider using 70 as a good alternate route into Hillsboro from the Mebane area. On the south side of Garner, look out for a crash on 1010 Road at Old Stage Road. Big delays in all directions at that intersection. Good news, though, in southeast Raleigh. That earlier crash at Pool Road at Donald Ross Drive has cleared and traffic is flowing freely.
Thanks, Brian. We're going to take folks up the road to D.C., a live look now at the nation's capital, where we are just hours away from a high-stakes meeting that could impact the entire U.S. economy. Today, President Joe Biden will meet with top party leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. It comes as time ticks down for Congress to make a decision. The Biden administration says there is no plan B in place if Congress fails to act in time. Republicans and Democrats have been in a deadlock on a solution for days now. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she is reaching out to top CEOs in the U.S. to warn them of the catastrophic impact that could happen if the U.S. defaults on its debt. She says the default could happen as early as June 1st. Back here in North Carolina, Governor Roy Cooper is traveling across the state to drum up support for his effort to overturn a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks. Governor Cooper says he will host roundtable discussions to talk about the effects the bill will have on the state. The first is at noon today in Mecklenburg County. He plans to hold others in the coming days in New Hanover and Guilford counties. Mecklenburg and New Hanover counties are the homes of Republican lawmakers that Cooper hopes to sway as he plans to veto the bill. He needs to get at least one Republican to uphold the veto in order for it to stand. The bill arrived on the governor's desk May 4th. He has 10 days to campaign for his cause before he issues his veto. Hundreds of millions of dollars are set aside to improve roads, sidewalks, and more in the city of Raleigh. Today, we'll learn more about those, the status of those projects. WRL's Naya Harden joins us live this morning with the updates that we are expecting to get today. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. The city says that these traffic projects are costing more money, and that's because of the impacts from COVID and also inflation. Today, the city council will hear about these updates when it comes to these projects. Now, this stems from 2017 when Raleigh voters had approved $206.7 million in bonds since the pandemic. The city says pressures from construction, inflation, and a very competitive market for staff and construction jobs has set back some projects. Money has had to be reallocated to close the gaps in other projects. The bonds approved in 2017 are supposed to widen streets, some popular ones, convert Blunt and Person streets downtown from one-way to two-way traffic, and add more sidewalks. City Council is going to be meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Naya, thanks. We also will learn more today about the future of $275 million worth of Raleigh Parks projects. City Council will meet today to get an update on the bid process and construction plans for those projects. The funding was approved by a bond referendum in last year's election. Work has already begun on one project, the Gibson Play Plaza at Dix Park.
Breaking news in just the past few hours, Russian President Vladimir Putin opened a Victory Day parade on Moscow's Red Square. Speaking at the start of the parade, Putin said a, quote, real war has been unleashed against Russia. The parade features thousands of Russian army personnel in ceremonial uniform marching to the accompaniment of a military band. Victory Day is a celebration of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany. A birth control pill may become available over the counter for the first time in the U.S. An FDA advisory committee is meeting today and tomorrow to consider making O-pill available without a prescription. The American Medical Association has called for allowing birth control pills to be sold over the counter, saying it could remove barriers and increase access to contraceptives. The push comes as legal battles about women's reproductive rights are happening across the country. The FDA is expected to make its final decision this summer.
The man who shot and killed eight people at a Texas mall may have posted pictures of guns and ammunition on a Russian social media site. Investigators believe these are posts by Mauricio Garcia on that platform. Along with weapons and ammunition, they also show a target used for shooting practice and a tactical vest with a patch reading RWDS. That stands for Right Wing Death Squad. Other posts express anger toward family and women, along with white supremacist theories. A Fort Bragg soldier is facing charges this morning, accused of soliciting sex from a special needs child. Liberty police say Skylar Navis agreed to pay a family member for sexual activity with the minor and then traveled to Liberty on Saturday to engage in the illicit activity. He's currently being held in the Randolph County Jail on a $1 million bond. Happening today, people living across Wake County will have the chance to share their opinions on how the county's money will be spent. Today's the first of four public hearings for the newly proposed budget. It's happening in Morrisville at Wake Tech RTP campus at 6 p.m. Public comment is open until May 19th. After that, commissioners will discuss the public's feedback to consider next steps for the new budget. Carolina Hurricanes hit the ice tonight looking for a bounce-back win in Game 4 of their series with the New Jersey Devils. The Canes dropped Game 3 on Sunday, losing 8-4. Coach Rod Brind'Amour said, what's done is done, and the team has to find a way to win now. Carolina still holds a 2-1 advantage in the best-of-7 series. Game 4 is in New Jersey, and puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight. WRS Casey Hintz is in Newark with the Canes. She will have live reports from the Prudential Center before and after the game.
Coming up next, a new twist in the death of Alec Murdoch's housekeeper. What he's now saying about the circumstances surrounding the fall that killed her.
Plus a big premiere for the new show starring Ki-Wei Kwan. how it honors Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander heritage, and when you can watch it.
And it is a WIL weather alert day. A level 1 and 2 risk across our area. I'll show you what time the storms will likely pop up where you are.
Welcome back. You are looking live at Fayetteville, a beautiful sunny Fayetteville this morning. You're watching WRL News, available on YouTube TV and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Get all the sunshine in now because that is going to change later on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with a severe outlook for later this afternoon.
Yeah, level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. Damaging wind is certainly a possibility, but we're going to be missing moisture with this particular pattern coming through. And so we're talking just isolated thunderstorms popping up later on this afternoon and evening. Definitely been a beautiful morning. It's nice and warm out there. Kids heading off to school, I know we're probably enjoying some of that warm weather. And if you're about to head outside, you'll notice it just feels nice out there. This afternoon, after lunchtime, scattered storms will pop up. Again, we have that level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. We're going to walk through the timeline for futurecast coming up. We'll see clearing overnight tonight and a gorgeous day tomorrow. Here's a look at our setup. We have this cold front that's diving southward right now. And so as it does, it's going to help to see some thunderstorms developing along it, and those will move into our viewing area. This cluster of thunderstorms did produce some warnings a few hours back, but this particular line, as it's now moving into the mountains, is getting disrupted a little bit. It's going to weaken and most likely start to dive southward into South Carolina. As we get into, say, lunchtime and after lunchtime, we'll start to see some thunderstorms developing here with the lift with the cold front. You can see here a few storms could develop ahead of the front. Damaging wind is going to be our biggest threat, but the limiting factor is moisture. There's not a lot of moisture over us, and so when we see these storms developing, they'll be isolated. We're not likely to look at a big angry line with a lot of heavy rain coming through. Here's futurecast right now, and you can see at 9 a.m. everything is still looking nice and quiet. By lunchtime, we begin to see some cloud cover filtering through, and around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we start to see our first wave of a few isolated storms developing. You can see there around Rocky Mount, back over into Nash County there at 3 o'clock. Now, we could see storms develop in any part of the viewing area, but our models are really showing the bulk of this developing near the Virginia line and sliding south and east. So the farther south and west you are, the lesser chance you'll have of seeing any storms. A few of these could produce some wind damage, but again, any severe weather that we would see today would likely be fairly isolated. We take a look at where our storm energy will be with this system, and you can see our cold front sinking southward, and we start to see that storm energy there in red starting to highlight around 6 p.m. closer to the coast. We also just now, this is a new run of the model, have a couple of areas there where it's looking a little stronger around 6 p.m. Back across the Triad area. So definitely keeping our eye on it. Of course, the viewing area is covered with that level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms. Our damaging wind would be the biggest threat. Tornadoes are not likely. Hail is a possibility. Flooding is not likely. We're not going to see a lot of rain with this. If you haven't downloaded the WRL weather app, now's a good time to do it. Turn on alerts for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. And then if we have any of those warnings, then it will alert you and you can turn on the TV and follow along with our coverage as we track those storms. Our rainfall likely to be anywhere from a tenth of an inch to a quarter of an inch. It just depends on whether a thunderstorm moves across your area, but not looking at a lot of rain out of this system. Thursday and Friday, as well as Wednesday, all looking lovely. We get into the weekend for Mother's Day. It gets hotter. We're back to an afternoon thunderstorm pattern, Brian.
A busy Tuesday morning on the roads, Elizabeth. Let's start off in Orange County. New information about this crash we've been following. Going on 40 eastbound or 85 northbound, right there at the split in Hillsboro. You can see some pretty heavy delays there coming in from the Mebane area. The backups begin right there at the Orange Alamance County line and extend all the way out to the split. We've learned that they have just cleared it in the past few minutes, so hopefully we'll see this improving. Right now we're measuring about a 16-minute delay on the sensors there. Consider using 70 as a good alternate route. Some good news also in Knightdale. They have largely cleared this crash from 87 southbound right around Smithfield Road. Traffic's flowing a lot more freely, but of course, a reminder, with this activity still in the median and those flashing lights, move over at least one lane if you can. The sensors are still measuring a 25 to 30 minute delay on 87 southbound, beginning around 64 business, extending out towards Smithfield Road, but we're going to see that improving here over the next little while. I think some of that, at least, is due to the backups that we are measuring on 87 southbound between 540 and 440. An earlier crash around New Bern Avenue, which is cleared now, led to those backups, those ramp delays, as you come in from night deal. Also, just getting reports of a crash, a minor crash on Wade Avenue at Blue Ridge Road, contributing to some of those backups between 440 and I-40 on outbound Blue Ridge. And we still have this crash reported on the south side of Garner at 1010 Road at Old Stage Road.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, a 14-year-old girl is shot while playing hide-and-seek. This happened in Stark, Louisiana. And this is a man now in custody charged with that crime. Police say David Doyle faces charges of aggravated battery, four counts of aggravated assault with a firearm, and illegal discharge of a firearm. Apparently, the 14-year-old and some other friends were playing hide-and-seek on Doyle's property. He told police he saw shadows outside his home. He retrieved his firearm, began shooting at what he thought were shadows. Of course, he struck that 14-year-old girl in the back of the head. But again, she was treated at a local hospital and is doing well. Doyle remains in custody.
My goodness, so glad to know that she's okay. Thanks, Ken. A Moore County teenager is showing more signs of improvement days after she was stabbed at school. An update on Avery Slatcher's GoFundMe page says she's doing well after surgery and doctors are confident they have stopped all the bleeding. The family says the Pinecrest High School junior is strong and they're grateful for the community's support. Investigators say another student is charged with the stabbing. The community has raised more than $79,000, exceeding the $75,000 goal.
A new twist in the Alec Murdoch saga. In a statement released from prison, Murdoch says he made up a story about what caused a fall by his housekeeper, Gloria Satterfield, in 2018 that eventually led to her death. Murdoch previously said his family dogs caused the housekeeper to fall, and that's how she died. He now says he invented that story to force his insurers to make a settlement payment. He offered no alternate explanation for what happened to his housekeeper that day. An attorney for Satterfield's family says Murdoch is changing his story so his estate will not have to pay back the insurance money.
It's just almost a perversion of the justice system to suggest that the Satterfield family be victimized again.
Murdoch is serving a life sentence, two of them actually, after being convicted in March of killing his wife and son.
Today, the U.S. is expected to announce another $1.2 billion in long-term military aid to Ukraine. The package will include drones, artillery ammunition, and air defense missiles. The U.S. has now sent nearly $37 billion in military aid to Ukraine since Russia invaded in February of last year.
Former President Donald Trump is now limited in what information about the Stormy Daniels case he can post on social media. The judge handling the case issued a protective order yesterday limiting what Trump can share publicly about evidence his attorneys get in the case. Trump's charges are related to hush money payments paid to Daniels during his 2016 presidential campaign. His attorneys opposed the order limiting his social media posts, saying it infringes on his First Amendment rights.
Lawyers for the founder of FTX is asking the court to dismiss federal fraud charges against him. Lawyers for Sam Bankman-Fried filed motions to dismiss on Monday. Prosecutors are accusing him of stealing customer deposits from the bankrupt crypto exchange. But the defense attorneys are arguing the U.S. government has not properly explained what offenses he has committed. The next hearing for the case is set for June 15th, and a trial has been scheduled for October. If convicted on all 13 counts, Bankman-Fried could face more than 155 years in prison.
The Raleigh Housing Authority says it's still working to get back to answers and resume its operations 6 days now after a cyber attack. The FBI, Secret Service, and National Guard are all part of the investigation. The RHA says its computers were hacked by a ransomware attack last Thursday. Right now, tenants are still unable to make payments online, so they have to do it in person.
Food trucks may be given more room to operate in Raleigh. City Council's Planning Commission will consider loosening some restrictions on food trucks during their meeting today. One proposed change would allow them to operate closer to existing restaurants. Another would increase the number of food trucks allowed in the same area at one time.
It's a big premiere for a new show, American-Born Chinese, and its star, Ki-Wei Kwan. The White House hosted a special screening of the show last night. It happened in celebration of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Kwan spoke during the event, calling the White House a monument to a country that opened its arms to me once upon a time. The show comes out on Disney Plus later this month. Love his excitement.
He's great. He's amazing. Well, for many, speaking of amazing, Prince Louis is the star of the royal family. The five-year-old took part in his first official royal engagement yesterday. And guess what? He stole the show. He always does. He and his family were a part of the Big Help Out, which is a volunteer project formed as part of King Charles's coronation celebration. I mean, you hear about this kid all the time. He's hysterical.
Stole the show, but almost flipped over the back of there that he was operating. Yeah, it was pretty neat. You will soon know the date and times for Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers games in the coming season. The NFL plans to release its full schedules for all 32 teams Thursday night. Some special games, including international games, will be announced before that. Tickets to some of the Panthers' 8 home games will also go on sale Thursday night.
Time now, 8:23. Investigators released new details in a deadly migrant crash in Texas. What we're now learning about the suspect behind the wheel and his charges.
And there'll be a lot of eyes on the Carolina Hurricanes tonight as the team looks for redemption. We have a look ahead to Game 4 of their series with the New Jersey Devils.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Tuesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. It is a busy Tuesday morning on the road. Brian Schrader is tracking a number of crashes this morning, Brian.
In Orange County and also in Wake County, seeing some delays because of crashes on our map. Going to start off with some updates from the Knightdale area on 87 southbound. An earlier crash around Smithfield Road is cleared, but we have a fresh crash reported the past couple of minutes blocking two lanes of 87 southbound right around Wendell Falls Parkway. So we're seeing some delays coming in from 64 Business this morning. Taking a look at the latest sensor update, about a 19-minute slowdown showing up on those latest sensor readings. If you can pick it up from 540, you'll be in good shape heading back toward the Beltline. Also look out for a crash at 1010 Road at Old Stage Road south of Garner. In Hillsboro, an earlier crash on 40 eastbound at the I-85 split cleared a little while ago. Still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay there coming in from Mebane, about a 9-minute backup.
We have a WRAL weather alert day today. We have a severe threat level 1 in our western counties and a level 2 in our eastern counties. Isolated wind damage is possible this afternoon with isolated cells that start to pop up across our area. That's really the biggest threat that we'll end up seeing. It's a beautiful morning. Take a live look at Apex down Salem Street. Nothing but blue sky. Temperatures are feeling great. It's 70 in Tarboro. It's 69 in Irwin. 71 in Goldsboro already. It is going to be a warm day today. If you're thinking about getting any yard work done, you probably want to get that done before lunch. Time. Two reasons. It's going to be hot this afternoon in the upper 80s. And of course, we'll end the day with some scattered severe storms.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. City staff will share an update today on the status of more than $321 million in transportation projects. That funding was approved by Raleigh voters in 3 referendums between 2011 and 2017. Next on Fox 50, what's happening today that could affect how women access birth control.
It's a WRAL weather alert day, a level 1 risk in the west, a level 2 risk in the east. We do have the potential for isolated storms that could produce wind damage. I'll show you the timeline.
And I'm tracking delays across the triangle this morning, some lingering backups in Orange County, and a fresh crash reported in Knightdale. We'll zoom in and show you how bad the delays are.
And a decision could change the way American women can get birth control. The concerns the FDA is weighing as it considers making the pill available over the counter.
Several parks in Raleigh are getting a makeover, coming up the work that's already been done.
A lot more news to get to for you on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Appreciate you making us part of your routine here as we go through our day, our weather alert day here. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center with the timing of, the risk and when this is going to come through some areas.
Yeah, so we have that level 1 and 2 risk. Afternoon and evening will be the most likely time. We're going to see a cold front dropping in from the north and pushing south across our area this afternoon. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat, but the storms look like they'll be isolated. Let's walk through through it. It's a pretty morning out there. We're seeing mostly sunny skies right now. The clouds begin to thicken up at lunchtime. Here's noon. We'll stop it again at 3 o'clock. And this is a brand new run of the computer models coming through. The coverage at 3 o'clock is a little smaller, a little less than it was when we looked at it with the previous model run. And overall, we're seeing less, fewer thunderstorms popping up too. You can see here at 5 o'clock, really just about one cell that looks like it could be a thunderstorm. So coverage looks minimal. The reason for that is the amount of moisture. The models have continued to struggle with really showing a lot of thunderstorms with this. And this new run of the computer models is showing fewer storms again. So we're hoping that we're going to squeeze by without seeing a whole lot out of this system. 71 right now. This is a live look at downtown Raleigh. It's a gorgeous start to the day. It's 69 in Fayetteville, 68 in Clinton, 64 in Roxborough, but 70 in Rocky Mount, Wilson, 71 in Goldsboro right now. Hour by hour, we do climb into the upper 80s this afternoon. It'll feel a little bit muggy, and we'll have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. One or two of those could produce some wind damage. Brian?
It is 8:32 now, and we are still following problems around the triangle. We have a crash on 87 southbound around Wendell Falls Parkway there, out of Wendell, heading back toward Knightdale. And you can see those backups beginning right around the 64 Business Interchange, extending to just beyond the Wendell Falls area. Once you get out to Smithfield Road and 540, traffic is flowing freely this morning, but you're running into about a 15-minute delay overall because of that crash. Again, if you can pick it up from Smithfield Road or from 540, you're in good shape heading back toward the Beltline. We're also tracking a crash over in Orange County, seeing some improvement right now on 40 eastbound heading into Hillsborough from the Mebane and Eflin areas. An earlier crash there at the 85 split has cleared, but we're still seeing that lingering back up there, paralleling Highway 70, about a 6-minute delay showing up right now on 40 eastbound. Consider using 70 as a good alternate route to get out of Mebane back toward the Hillsborough area. An earlier crash south of Garner on 1010 Road at Old Stage Road, all clear now. Tracking a crash, though, on the west side of Raleigh at Wade Avenue around Blue Ridge Road, that exit there. Seeing some backups as you head away from 440 out toward Edwards Mill Road and I-40.
All right. Thank you, Brian. A new live look now at the nation's capital. We are just hours away from a high stakes meeting that could impact the entire U.S. economy. Today, President Joe Biden will meet with top party leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. This all comes as time ticks down for Congress to make a big decision. The Biden administration says there is no plan B in place if Congress fails to act in time. Republicans and Democrats have been in deadlock on a solution for days now. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's reaching out to top CEOs in the U.S. to warn them of the catastrophic impact that could happen if the U.S. defaults on its debt. She says the default could happen as early as June 1st. And Governor Cooper is traveling across the state to drum up support for his effort to overturn a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks. Cooper says he will host roundtable discussions to talk about the effects the bill would have on the state. The first is at noon today in Mecklenburg County. He plans to hold others in the coming days in New Hanover and Guilford counties. Mecklenburg and New Hanover counties are the homes of Republican lawmakers Cooper hopes to sway as he plans to veto the bill. He needs to get at least one Republican to uphold the veto in order for it to stand. The bill arrived on the governor's desk on May 4th, and he has 10 days to campaign for his cause before he issues his veto.
A birth control pill may become available over the counter for the first time in the U.S. An FDA advisory committee is meeting today and tomorrow to consider making the O pill available without a prescription. The American Medical Association has called for allowing birth control pills to be sold over the counter, saying it could remove barriers and increase access to contraceptives. The push comes as legal battles about women's reproductive rights are happening all across the country. The FDA is expected to make its final decision this summer.
Parks all across the city of Raleigh are in line for major improvements. WREL's Naya Harden explains the update we're expecting today about hundreds of millions of dollars worth of projects.
The first project has already started here at Dix Park, the Gibson Play Plaza. That's going to be complete in 2025. Today, the City Council is going to get an update on other projects. City Council will get an update on where things stand for about 20 different projects and what the next steps are. City officials tell me all the projects remain on track. They say COVID and inflation have impacted them, but no plans have changed. Last year, $275 million was approved for a parks bond referendum. It's a mix of renovation for parks and greenways and new construction. City Council will meet this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Following breaking news in just the past few hours, Russian President Vladimir Putin opened a Victory Day parade on Moscow's Red Square. Speaking at the start of the parade, Putin said, quote, a real war has been unleashed against Russia. The parade features thousands of Russian army personnel in ceremonial uniform marching to a military band. Victory Day is a celebration of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany.
Today, the U.S. is expected to announce another $1.2 billion in long-term military aid to Ukraine. The package will include drones, artillery ammunition, and air defense missiles. The U.S. has now sent nearly $37 billion in military aid to Ukraine since Russia invaded in February of last year.
The man who shot and killed eight people at a Texas mall may have posted pictures of guns and ammunition on a Russian social media site. Investigators believe these are posts by Mauricio Garcia on one of those platforms. Along with weapons and ammunition, they also show a target used for shooting practice and a tactical vest with a patch reading RWDS. It stands for Right Wing Death Squad. Other posts express anger toward family and women, along with white supremacist theories. Garner police say they are working to get a wanted homicide suspect off the streets this morning. Officers say a person shot and killed a man on Kentucky Drive. WRL Breaking News Tracker was on the scene Monday as forensic teams worked to find clues. Investigators say the shooting happened around 2 in the afternoon, and police say the person shot was found dead in the front yard. As of right now, neither the victim or suspect's names have been released.
A Fort Bragg soldier is facing charges this morning accused of soliciting sex from a special needs child. Liberty police say Schuler Naves agreed to pay a family member for sexual activity with a minor and then traveled to Liberty on Saturday to engage in the illicit activity. He's currently in the Randolph County Jail on a $1 million bond.
Happening today, people living across Wake County will have the chance to share their opinions on how the country's or the county's money will be spent. Now, today is the first of four public hearings on the newly proposed budget. It is happening in Morrisville at Wake Tech's RTP campus. It's at 6 p.m. Public comment is open until May 19th, and then after that, commissioners will discuss the public's feedback and consider the next steps for the new county budget. Some top Republicans, including a former president, will be in North Carolina next month for the GOP convention. We have learned that former President Donald Trump, former Vice President Mike Pence, and Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis are all expected to visit. The convention is being held June 8th to the 11th in Greensboro.
The Carolina Hurricanes hit the ice tonight looking for a bounce-back win in Game 4 of their series with the New Jersey Devils. The Canes dropped Game 3 on Sunday, losing 8-4. Coach Rod Brind'Amour said what's done is done and the team has to find a way to win. Carolina still holds a 2-1 lead in the best-of-7 series. Game 4 is in New Jersey again. Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight. And WRL's Casey Hintz is in New Jersey with the Canes at the Prudential Center. She'll have live reports there before and after tonight's game. Well, everyone deals with it. Flight delays and cancellations, but you could get cash for your inconvenience. We'll break down the newly proposed rule for airlines and when it could go into effect.
And this is a race like no other. We'll tell you about one coastal town's tradition that has people paddling just to stay afloat.
And it's a WRL weather alert day. This is a live look outside Lewisburg. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, she's tracking new updates on a storm in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We'll have details next.
Hey, 8:43 is the time right now on your Tuesday morning. This is a live look at Zebulon. Good morning to you. That is just gorgeous right now. Blue skies out there. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center, and we're looking at where these lines are drawn for a little bit later today, Elizabeth, much of our viewing area.
Yeah, it's nice to see such a pretty start because we do have a WRL Weather Alert Day for today. A level 1 and level 2 risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat today. We are missing one of the key ingredients for severe weather today. We need moisture, obviously, because if we're going to have a storm, we have to have moisture, rain, that sort of thing. Lift, when we have lift, it strengthens the storms. When we have shear or spin in the atmosphere, It creates windy conditions that can cause damage. And of course, we need the energy to make all this happen. And we're lacking the moisture for it today. And the models have been kind of back and forth about, how many of these little cells may pop up just because we don't have a lot of moisture. So we do have a new run of the computer model in this morning. Lots of sunshine to start with. That's 9 a.m. There's noon. Afternoon, we begin to see the clouds filtering in, but this run of the computer model shows fewer thunderstorms than the run previous to that. So we'll see the potential for an isolated storm to pop up. We could see one of those really any part of the viewing area, but it just looks like they'll be pretty limited. One or two of these could produce some wind strong enough to knock down a tree, but it just looks a little less likely with this particular run of the computer models coming in with this fairly light coverage of storms that we'll see this afternoon. So that's definitely good news. If you have not downloaded the WRL weather app, now's a good time to do it while I'm reminding you. What you want to do is go into the app, find alerts, and turn on alerts for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. I like some of the other alerts too, like the one that'll warn you when rain is coming your way, and the one that lets you know if lightning is arriving in your area when it's close enough to you to strike. So turn the alerts on. If there's a warning that comes up, turn on the TV. If there's a tornado warning, a severe thunderstorm warning, we'll be walking you through, show you where it is, where it's headed, and how to stay safe. Right now, we're looking at a gorgeous start here in downtown Raleigh. 71 degrees is our current temperature. We climb into the low 80s by lunchtime, and it'll be 88 for high in Raleigh, 87 in Durham, and 91 in Fayetteville. Warm afternoons on the way. 78 is our normal high. We do cool off a little bit Wednesday and Thursday, and then we're back into the mid to upper 80s. Wednesday and Thursday are going to be some of those days like we had last week, where it's nice and clear, low humidity, sunshine. It's going to feel great. So our dew points up here, tolerable today, a little bit on the muggy side, nice and refreshing for the next few days, but we get into the weekend, we get back to slightly muggy. Our tree pollen is still high, but most of that yellow pine pollen is gone. Grasses are at moderate for today. And of course, taking a sneak peek at Mother's Day, it's going to be a warm one, 87 degrees. Most of the day stays nice and quiet, but there could be some late afternoon or evening thunderstorms still. You should have plenty of time to get mom out, especially for brunch, if that's what your plan is. Saturday, looking a little bit drier than it was yesterday, but we have a chance of a thunderstorm on Monday.
Happening now in the WRL Live Center, it's shaping up to be another tough day on Wall Street. The market's expected to open in the red this morning. Pre-market numbers not faring any better either. Stock futures showing all the major indices are in red. The Dow off more than 80 points. Investors are bracing for two key inflation data reports tomorrow and Thursday. Those reports will show whether inflation is continuing to cool and by what pace. Of course, the Federal Reserve looks at those data in terms of raising interest rates. That next meeting of the Feds happening June 14th will, of course, have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Classes resumed as normal today at a local high school following a bomb threat. The police department said Monday it was investigating a threat at Apex Friendship High School. WRL Sky 5 was over the school as students and teachers were evacuated. Authorities searched the campus but did not find a bomb. Students were allowed to leave early.
Protesters are calling for justice for a New York City man who died after being put in a chokehold on a subway train. They gathered for a rally last night for 30-year-old Jordan Neely. Police arrested multiple people during that rally. Neely died a week ago after authorities claim he threatened passengers on a subway. One of the passengers put him in a chokehold that led to his death. Neely was homeless and was known to be struggling with mental illness. The New York Department of Homeless Services had him on a list of people with acute needs.
New details emerge in the crash that left eight people dead outside a Texas migrant shelter. This morning, we know police have now charged the man behind the wheel with several counts of manslaughter. Investigators say George Alvarez drove his vehicle into a group of people Sunday in Brownsville, Texas. They say he ran a stoplight, lost control, and flipped that vehicle. 10 others were hurt and are recovering. That man's bond is set at $3.6 million.
In a surprise vote, Texas lawmakers are moving forward with a bill that would raise the legal age to buy some guns. Yesterday's vote to move the bill out of the committee came just hours before a deadline that would have stalled it. It would raise the purchase age for semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21. The move comes days after a mass shooting at a suburban Dallas mall that killed eight people. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has previously spoken out against the bill. It's unclear when or if it will get a vote in the full Texas House.
Today, we are taking a moment to help raise awareness about a drug that is the leading cause of death in Americans under the age of 50. Fentanyl kills more people in this age group than heart disease, cancer, homicide, and suicide. As part of National Fentanyl Awareness Day, you can take a moment yourself, spread the word, and help save a life. New numbers this morning show how it has taken control, overtaking our youth, this drug has. The number of children and teenagers who died of an overdose increased by 30 times from the year 2013 to 2021. That's according to a report in JAMA Pediatrics. The vast majority are teenagers from 15 to 19. Experts say those deaths are happening with recreational drug use. More than half of the 5,000 deaths over the last 20 years happened in the first 2 years of the pandemic. You can learn how fentanyl overdoses affect our local community in WRL's latest documentary, Crisis Next Door. You can watch it anytime on WRL.com or on the WRL documentary YouTube page.
President Biden unveils a plan to force airlines to compensate passengers with cash when flights are significantly delayed or canceled. But when will the airlines be required to pay up, and will it lead to higher ticket prices? Tom Costello has the answers.
The White House plan calls for compensating passengers with cash, meal, and hotel vouchers when delays or cancellations are the airline's fault, not weather-related, including mechanical issues, crew scheduling or shortages, computer failures.
American air travelers deserve better. Your time matters. The impact on your life matters.
The proposed rule comes after last summer's travel chaos when 20% of flights were delayed.
It's stressful, and it's a lot of money that you don't get refunded.
Then Southwest Airlines' mega meltdown over the winter break.
There's no hotels, there's no rental cars, there's just people cancel flights everywhere.
The DOT website flightrights.gov listing each airline's voucher and refund policies will now include whether they compensate passengers. So far, none does. But a shortage of 3,000 air traffic controllers also contributes to delays.
The FAA is causing delays and cancellations. Shouldn't they be compensating air passengers as well?
Well, when airlines make billions of dollars in profit running their business selling us tickets, they need to honor their responsibilities under that ticket.
The airlines received billions in taxpayer bailout money during the pandemic, now warn the new rule would cost passengers more.
Airfares are going to rise, plain and simple. It also creates a one-size-fits-all solution that doesn't allow our carriers to compete with each other.
The compensation plan will not be in effect for this summer's travel stress test.
That was NBC's Tom Costello reporting.
Think of the worst thing that could happen to you at a bank, and you probably first think of a robbery. This video is going to have you thinking again, because as you look at it, it's a car just blown up in flames outside a bank in Connecticut. The car owner says she was inside making a deposit, not in the car, and she noticed the flames coming out from under the hood. Then moments later, that thing just exploded. No one was hurt, and the community is now coming together to help that woman get a new car.
Good thing she wasn't inside that car. My goodness. Wow. Well, on stage now, Raleigh Little Theater's newest production teaches kids about racism and friendship. My Wonderful Birthday Suit runs at the Gaddy Goodwin Teaching Theater through May 21st. It features a cast of colorful, silly characters and a lovable bird named Bobo.
And one of the reasons that we chose My Wonderful Birthday Suit for this season is because we felt like kids really needed joy. They really deserve joy in this time.
And you can meet the actors by looking for this story on WREL.com. Well, it is a tradition in North Carolina. It's in Leland, North Carolina. Paddle your heart out and hope your boat makes it. Hundreds of people gathered to watch competitors who hope to make it to the other side of the pond in a boat made from cardboard. Quite a few of them made it to the other side this year. Of course, there were some who only got there by swimming part of the way. But you know what? Everybody's trying. Everybody gives it their best. It's cardboard, so it's, you know, it's not really going to float that long.
I have a feeling that the slower you go, the more swimming is going to be involved that. Cardboard's only going to hold up for so long.
Yeah, before it disintegrates and sinks right to the bottom.
It's a fun tradition, though. Yes. That water's cold, too.
Yeah.
Before we get a break, here are the winning lottery numbers for you. We will get another check on weather and traffic next.